Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Bulky Blue Podcast. Now, this is going to be a podcast that is going to be a little bit different compared to what I normally do. This is going to be a live reaction to the Champions League last 16 draw. Now, the draw did happen earlier, but the draw was deemed void because of technical issues with Liverpool, Atletico and Manchester United's draw. So the earlier draw, like, the show's just started with Joe Cole's talking at the minute. The earlier draw had Benfica playing Real Madrid, Villarreal playing Manchester City, Atletico Madrid versus Bayern Munich, Salzburg versus Liverpool, Inter Milan versus Ajax, Sporting Lisbon versus Juve, Chelsea versus Lille, giving us our dream draw, and PSG versus Manchester United, giving us Ronaldo versus Messi. Now, of course, when Villarreal's name came out the hat, there was a bit of a fuck up. They are shoving open the ball, and Manchester United's name was there. Now, Giorgio Marchetti, I think it is. Guy who looks like Claudio Ranieri. He basically said, no, you've got to put that in the bin, draw another one, because they can't play each other, because teams from the same group or the same country can't play each other. So then they drew it again and got Man City, and then all the other ones were fine, like no countries clashing, no group clashes, no country clashes. So I don't understand where the problem came from, really. Unless there's some kind of rules, like, I don't know, the Portuguese teams can't play in the country at the same time, or the Spanish teams, or so. I don't know what the rule is, but, like, because also on the flip side, you'll have Man United, Man City and Liverpool all playing the away fixtures on the same night, I think. So, again, I don't know the issues with the draw. I'm assuming it will come out, but they're going to be redoing the draw any minute. So, I'm going to just sit here and wait and... I don't know the name. You got a blonde lady talking to Joe Cole and Michael Owen about it, and they're just having a bit of a chat about the draw. And, like, I was really happy with the draw earlier. You got, well, obviously we got Lille, which was a nice touch, but, like, it's not going to be an easy game. I'm not going to kid myself. But you got Man United PSG, massive game. Which will be a very good test for Rangnick. Like, Real Madrid got a tough draw. Bayern and Atletico was going to be a tasty fixture. So there was plenty around. But plenty decent fixtures. Like, you see Man City, Villarreal, you think, yeah, Man City's got that. A lot of them, you could sit there and sit on the fence, because Benfica, Real Madrid, who wins that? It's not a given that it's going to be Real Madrid. Man City, Villarreal, I've just said, will be Man City. This is of the early draw that's now been voided. But Atletico, Bayern, you can't really call that, because Atletico can pull a result out. Salzburg, Liverpool. Inter, Ajax, you can't call that. Sporting versus Juve, you can't really call that. And PSG versus Man United, you can't really call that, because PSG are renowned for bottle job in the Champions League. So I don't know, but I mean, I'm gonna stick with my predicted draw that I did on the last podcast I did, where I predicted that I predicted Bayern, Chelsea, City, Salzburg, Man United, Inter, Liverpool, Villarreal, Juve, Atletico, Lille vs Sporting, Ajax vs PSG, and Real Madrid Benfica. So, actually, out of all of them predictions, I got one bang on. I got Real Madrid vs Benfica. I got one bang on. If you'd have swapped Liverpool's and Man City's teams, I'd have got them two bang on as well. But we'll have to see what the draw is saying. I mean, I hate the fact that they've got to sit there and waffle on for ages. And in fact, I'm going to do a... Oh, they just said they're ready to go. So they're switching over to Switzerland now. Right, and now she's just handed over to Pedro Pinto, and they're ready. Right, Giorgio Marchetti is saying that he apologises. Apparently there was a software issue. And it's to do with the TV. It's to do with the TV and they're saying the problem was there. And now they're saying that in real time the software will be checked with every team that comes out of the pot to make sure that the draw is done correctly. So we're just going to have a look at the teams again. So the group winners, you got Man City, Liverpool, Ajax, Real Madrid, Bayern, Man United, Lille and Juve. And then they're going to be going over the runners-up. And the runners-up are PSG, Atletico Madrid, Sporting Lisbon, Inter Milan, Benfica, Villarreal, RB Salzburg and Chelsea. So, right, the draw is underway. The first runner-up is going to be drawn out of the pot and then they're going to be matched with other teams. He's untwisting the ball now. Come on, Giorgio. Give us a good draw, mate. Come on. First one out of the pot is RB Salzburg. Right, the computer is saying they can play everyone except for Lille. So... Right, the computer software has gone, yep, all good. So he's going to get the guy grabbing him is going to grab the balls and Arshavin's going to give him a bit of a mix. And he's stirring the balls. Arshavin's also now stirring the balls. He's picked one out. Who's he draw? Just give him Bayern. Just please give him Bayern. Come on. Bayern Munich have come out against Salzburg, so we can't play Bayern. Yes. We can't play Bayern. Come on. Right. Who's the second one out of the pot? Who's the second one? Come on. Come on, Giorgio. Is Sporting Lisbon... There's a little delay between drawing. Sporting Lisbon can play everyone except for Ajax. So they can play both Manchester's, Liverpool, Juve, Lille, and the other one. I can't remember. But they can play everyone except for Lille. They can play everyone except for Bayern. And obviously Salzburg, because Salzburg ain't in it. And Ajax, who were in their group. R. Shavin's just done it. And he's drawn Man City. So you got Sporting versus Man City, as well as Salzburg versus Bayern. Giorgio is opening the third runner-up ball now. Benfica. Benfica will be playing either Liverpool, Ajax, Real Madrid, Juve, Lille or Manchester United. So they can play everyone except City and Bayern, because City and Bayern are the winners who have already been drawn. So, let's have a laugh, shall we? And see who Benfica are getting. Quick prediction, I think Benfica will get Real Madrid. But that's matching with the predictions I made earlier. Come on, Arshavin, open the ball. Give him Real Madrid. Get one of ours. Ajax. So Benfica versus Ajax, which leaves Chelsea with Lille or Real Madrid in the last 16. Well, Giorgio's opening another ball. Team number four, runner-up number four, is Chelsea. We either Real Madrid or Lille. Can we please get Lille again? Please give us Lille again. Real Madrid or Lille? Right, let's keep an eye on the Lille ball. Oh, they cut the camera. I didn't see which one he picked. Come on, please be Lille. Please be Lille. Please be Lille. Please be Lille. Get in. We got Lille. Come on. We got Lille again. Woo-hoo-hoo! Get in. Right. So, ball number five is being pulled out of the pot. He's opening it and he's unfolding the card. Who is it? Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid. They can play Man United or Juve. Can't play Liverpool because it's the same group, and they can't play Real Madrid, same country. So Man United versus Juve. I'm easy with either team getting them, to be fair. I'd like to see Man United get PSG. But we'll see. Arshavin's opening it now. Man United. So it's Atletico versus Man United. Okay. Are we going to see Liverpool versus PSG? Villarreal are the sixth runner-up out of the pot. Villarreal versus, they can play only Juve. But they can only play Juventus. Right, okay. So who have we got left in the runners up? We got Inter, Liverpool, PSG, and who's the last team? I can't see it. Inter Milan. Inter can be drawn only against Liverpool. Okay. Inter versus Liverpool. Who's the last team? She got PSG. Now, PSG are the last runner-up to come out. Right, so PSG. Who are they playing? Is it Ajax? No, it's not Ajax. Real Madrid. PSG, Real Madrid. So, just going to do a quick confirmation of the draw before I give it a full rundown. Right, okay. So, we have got Salzburg. Right, they're doing the recap now. So, Salzburg versus Bayern. Sporting versus Man City. Benfica versus Ajax. Chelsea versus Lille. Atletico versus Man United. Villarreal versus Juve. Inter versus Liverpool. And PSG versus Real Madrid. Couple of tasty fixtures in there. So the first legs are 15th, 16th, 22nd and 23rd of Feb. And then the next ones are the 7th and 8th and 9th and 15th, 16th of March. That is when the next round of the Champions League starts. So, the draw is now done. Of those... Right, so I'm going to go over my predictions properly this time. Right, and let's see what we have got. So, I predicted Bayern versus Chelsea. I got that one wrong. Predicted Man City versus Salzburg. I got that one wrong. Man United versus Inter. Although Inter are playing a English team, I got that one wrong. Liverpool versus Villarreal, I got that one wrong. Juve versus Atletico, I got that one wrong. Lille versus Sporting, got that one wrong. Ajax versus PSG, got that one wrong. And Real Madrid versus Benfica, I got that one wrong. So, the actual draw, as I've just said, is Salzburg Bayern, Sporting Man City, Benfica Ajax, Chelsea Lille, Atletico Man United, Villarreal, Juve, Inter, Liverpool and PSG, Real Madrid. Now, if I'm looking at these matches, Bayern will qualify. City will qualify. Benfica, Ajax. I think Ajax will qualify. Chelsea will qualify. Atletico will qualify. Juve will qualify. Liverpool will qualify. And I think PSG qualify. So that gives a last a quarterfinal draw, my prediction anyway, of Bayern, City, Ajax, Chelsea, Atleti, Juve, Liverpool and PSG. So that's a couple of the big boys. A couple of the big boys out. Real Madrid will be out. Man United out. Benfica have a lot of history. They'll be out. Obviously, it's just my prediction. Anything can happen in the Champions League. That is the beauty of that competition. I'd love to see Bayern, City and PSG all knocked out and Liverpool all knocked out in the same bit. But at the end of the day, we got to play to beat champions of Europe. You got to play the best and beat the best. And we did it in 2012 where we beat Bayern Munich and Barcelona. And we did it last year when we beat Real Madrid and Manchester City. So... obviously, anything's possible. I'm really excited for the upcoming fixtures, actually. They haven't confirmed when the fixtures... Like, they've confirmed the dates, but they haven't confirmed, like, the arrangement, so we don't know which teams are playing on which night once the Champions League restarts again. They did do the Europa League draw and the Conference League draw, but I didn't really bother with them, if I'm being totally honest. But, yeah, that is the live reaction to the Champions League draw, and hopefully it's... something I can do more often with Champions League draws, FA Cup draws, etc. But we'll see. Hopefully, I want to start doing live reactions during the match, like live commentary podcasts. So, like when we're on Sky mainly, because I've got access to Sky Sports. When we're on Sky Sports, I'll sit there and do. Like first half, and then do a mid, like do basically three podcasts for every match. So first half, half time, second half, and then four actually for each match. But that will be something we'll have to wait and see whether I can do or not. But I've actually really enjoyed doing the live reaction podcast. It's quite cool. But that is going to be it for this episode. And if you did enjoy, please like and share the podcast around. That'd be the absolute world to me. Follow me on Twitter at CookC04. COOKEC04. And until the next one, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy it, stay safe, and I will see you then. Goodbye.